We're up to Tof Ayin Aleph Sif Beis. It's page Ayin Tes. Tof Ayin Aleph Sif Beis. We're learning Hilchas Erev Pesach. And we're talking about the things, we're trying to cut down on the eating on Erev Pesach. That way to come to Pesach to say the night with a big appetite. So we learned, shouldn't eat any bread. Shouldn't eat any matzah, obviously. No bread on Erev Pesach, hopefully. Shouldn't drink too little wine, not too much wine. Okay, now see face. The Kodem Shoa Asiris, before the 10th hour, Mutar Lecho Le Matzah Ashira. Matzah Ashira is what's called the rich matzah. It's the opposite of Lechem Oni, which is the poor matzah. Matzah Ashira is, normal matzah is made from flour and water. That's why it's Lechem Oni, it's made the basic minimum ingredients. Matzah Ashira is made from flour and fruit juices. Now, making matzah from flour and fruit juices, okay, so you're not yotze your mitzvah with such a thing, right? Because it's not lechem oni, it's not the poor man's bread. But at making it on Yom Tov, on Pesach, it's actually a machloikas. I don't know if you've learned Hilchas Matzah. Have you learned Hilchas Matzah? It's a machloikas about it. Can you make matzah for Pesach from flour and fruit juices? Why? What's the shaila? Because we know when you make matzah, you make it with water, and it takes less than 18 minutes, you do it fast enough, it won't rise, and it will be matzah, it won't be chametz. Matzah Ashira has got fruit juices in. Now, fruit juices were worried that it might rise even faster than normal matzah, and therefore become chametz very, very fast. So what helped make it within 18 minutes? And therefore, there's a machlokes, if you're at all allowed to make such matzah. The Mechaber says, you can make matzah Ashira. And there is on the market, matzah ashira. You can make matzah ashira made out of fruit juices and flour. And you can eat it on Pesach, as long as it hasn't waited 18 minutes. The Mechaber holds, the Shulchan Aruch holds, that it won't be chametz. Do it fast, make it matzah style, make it like a matzah. You can eat it on Pesach. You won't be yotza your mitzvah. It's not, you can't use it for your mitzvah on Leila Seder. But you will be yotza, you'll be able to use it for the rest of Yom Tov. You're hungry, you want a snack, don't eat matzah. Eat matzah ashira. So that goes into the shaila of Pasa Boba Kislin, which is the Mazona shaila. Yeah. Depends how much you eat. You'll eat a small amount, or you can be Kaveh Asoda. That will go into that shaila. If you eat a small, large amount, you'll have to wash on it. Eat a small snack, you don't have to wash on it. Yes, like Mazona spread, essentially. Yes. The only problem over here is, do we know how to make it? Because the Ramah says that you can't make it on Pesach. Or at least we're not knowing to make it on Pesach. Why? Because it might be that it becomes chametz very fast, very quickly, and therefore we would try to avoid making such matzah. We know how to make matzah with flour with water. Flour with fruit juice is already could become faster and it might not work, and therefore we don't. The Ramah says not the minig is not to. Then there's two types of matzah shira. Let's just go quickly into it. There's matzah shira which has got no water in it at all, which is a bit better than the matzah shira which has got a bit of water in it. You'll learn about it in Hilchas Matzah. I think you missed out maybe, but you'll still get back to it. Yes. So that. Yes, there is that cloud. It's also part. Yes, okay, so that's all part of it. The question is if a bit of water in it, a bit of water might make the appearance to be machmit. Yeah, that's the.
Well, you see,
you don't
have to make it after
no, during the year, it's fine. I'm talking about all chametz shayla. It's a shayla of chametz during the year, it's fine. After chatos, and have it in your house and eat it. Actually, I think you have to have it, you just don't have to eat it. Because we're worried there's a tzad chametz over here. During the year, it's fine. We mean chometz shayla of from after chatzos onwards. But here we're learning. We're talking about after chatzos. Kodem Shah Sirius means before the 10th hour. We're going on erev Pesach afternoon, and the Mechaber is saying mutar lechol matzah ashira. You're allowed to eat matzah ashira. Mechaber is going with his shita that one may eat matzah ashira on erev Pesach afternoon, even though chometz is also matzah ashira is mutar. Says the Ramah. Avon matzah sheyotzin bo balaylo, but regular matzah of the mitzvahs matzah, which one is yotzin with that matzah balaylo? Asurim lechol kol yoim arbor. So one may not eat. It's osa. Note the words. It's osa to eat matzah on erev Pesach the whole day. Real matzah. That means you can eat matzah ashira, but you can't eat regular matzah. So we'll just quickly see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Sif Koton Yud, matzah shira hainu shenilusha b'mei peiris. It's been made a dough out of fruit juices. Ulahochi mutalecho, and that's why you're allowed to eat it. Why? Even though you're not allowed to eat matzah on Pesach, but this one you are. Why? Given she'ein yoytzim ozeide matzah b'layla, because the whole esset is to eat matzah's mitzvah. The mitzvah matzah you can't eat during the day. You have to wait till the night. But this is not a regular matzah. This is a different type of bread. And therefore, you can eat it during the day, and it's no problem. That I would come with Simon Tov Samach Beis, and Shomer Shabbat.
What can't eat regular matzah during the day?
Oh, so that is... What? Te'oven, yes. No, because the te'oven, that means we're going into 2 points now. There's two elements of te'oven. One element of the te'oven is when you have to stop eating general. Meals. And that's the halacha of the Mechaber. Till Shah Sirius, you're allowed to eat a meal. Right? And there's another te'oven. A te'oven is of enjoying the mitzvah's matzah. Enjoying it. And therefore, we want you not to eat the whole day matzah in order to have a geshmak of the mitzvah itself. Now, the meal one, the issa of eating anything, you can eat till Shah Sirius, and you can eat matzah shira. But in order to enjoy eating matzah, that halacha of enjoying eating the matzah, then you can't eat it the whole day. Because we want you to look forward somewhat to this this matzah. So we don't allow you to eat it already from the beginning of the day. There's two different halachas. There's eating a meal, which is the halacha of the mechaber. And there's eating matzah, which is the ramah, which is a different halacha.
That means you can't have matzah for 30 days before.
Oh, so let's see the Mishnah Berurah.
So then you wouldn't be able to have matzah anyway ever
Pesach. Right. Regular matzah, you won't be able to eat it anyway. But, so let's see the Mishnah Berurah.
Could you have that 30 days before Pesach?
The matzah, or Peiris.
The Shira,
yes. No, that you can even have an Erev Pesach. Like, you can even have an Erev Pesach.
30 days,
definitely. Yeah. Even Erev Pesach. Now, we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah this minig that you're bringing up, that you're not allowed to eat matzah already from 30 days. Let's just see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is in... let's just start from Sifkot and Yud Aleph. Asurim lechom midabonon, kidei shiyah hekel achiloso ba'erev. You're not allowed to eat the matzah during the day in order to make it out, should stand out the matzah of night. Kol yom yudalad, says the Mishnah Berurah on the word kol yom yudalad, you're not allowed to eat regular matzah the whole day. Hainu mi'amud ha'shacha, from the early morning, from amud ha'shacha. And in fact, the Amadayek, it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, but the night before one may eat matzah, just from the morning you're not allowed to eat a matzah. Says in Mishnah Berurah, this minig is saying, V'yesh ne'agim shaloi lechol matzah mirish chodesh. Some people don't eat matzah from Mishchodesh. He brings the minig from Mishchodesh, not 30 days. The other achrenin brings 30 days. But, yes, yeah, so he brings that minig of not eating it from Mishchodesh. And others bring the minig of not eating it for 30 days. But we have to make the following distinction. It's a very important distinction always in Halacha. There's the Ramah, and there's what you're saying. And it's two different things. The Ramah is saying an Issa. Avon matzah sheyotzin bo balayla asurim lechol kol yoyim arba osa. Matzah on Erev Pesach is osa to eat. It's an issa. Issa midu abonim. It's osa. Then we have the minug. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'yesh noyagim, some people have a minug, they don't eat matzah from Mishchodesh. And you're telling me a minug, some people don't eat matzah from 30 days. But that's a minug. It's not an issa. The Ramah is talking about the issa. Not the minig. It's a different level in the severity. And there's...
Sorry. The minhag is not eat matzah
for 30 days.
Can you eat chametz matzah?
Oh, so that would be a big nafka minah. Can you eat chametz matzah from 30 days before or Rosh Chodesh? That's not matzah.
Tastes the same.
Oh, tastes the same. Sorry, what is that?
Okay.
Oh, so that would be a nafka minah. The Chonim say that nafka minna. On Erev Pesach alone, Erev Pesach morning, somebody wants to eat a bit of chametz matzah left in his house, wants to eat it. No, you're not. Why? Because on Erev Pesach, it's an issa, it's a proper issa. Those, once it's an issa, you're not even allowed to eat chametz matzah. Because a real issa, we try to be machmir completely. But the minhag of not eating matzah for 30 days, so the Chonim say you can't eat chametz matzah. Because it's only a minug, it's not an issa, and as I'm saying, only a, obviously we keep minhagim, but the minug doesn't have the same level of severity. So therefore, one can't eat chametz tikka matzahs from Purim or from Rosh Chodesh until up to Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, when it's an issa, you can't eat chametz matzah. Why? Oh, so you're going to tell me. Oh, so we're going to whether we understand the minug or not, but I just want to bring one caveat to the whole thing, and therefore that turns around, don't get so excited about your matzah, it depends on your minhag. It's because what is chometz matzah? How do you know when you buy it, it says on it chometz, it's chometz. Not, oh, machine. Oh, a good chassid will say a machine matzah.
Matzah made all year round.
Yes, it's not necessarily chometz. It's not necessarily chometz. They write chometz on it because they don't want you to buy it, because there's many things they're not so careful about, but they're not always necessarily chometz. So you want to get good old chometz matzah before you eat it. Because if it just says chometz in the box, it doesn't necessarily always mean you have to find that from the kashrus. You wouldn't even say that now. Doesn't mean it's chametz. Doesn't mean it's chametz. You wouldn't eat. We're very careful on Pesach. We're careful. Chumah gabe chumah gabe.
Because I'm trying to avoid eating a matzah that I would use for matzah schnitzel.
No. The point is. No. But the point is to keep the matzah on Seder night special. You want to keep the matzah on Seder night special. So we have also to eat on Erev. Minhag not to eat from Shchodesh from Purim. Now we're saying chametz matzah because it's only a minhag. One can be mekel. Chometz matzah on Erev Pesach, because more than a minhag, it's osa, you can't even be mekel. But what we're saying is, what is chometz matzah? It's the regular chometz matzah that you buy in the store chometz, that's not so posh.
It's the same ingredients. It's flour and water,
isn't it? So therefore what?
You mean because the flour hasn't been...
If it's risen. If you eat bread which is only made out of flour and water, it's bread. I'm saying if it's chometz, it's chometz. Shmur is a different concept. Shmur is actually exactly the same thing as matzah kosher the Pesach. It's just the intention with the guy who watches it. That means somebody's watched it and been careful with it. It's shomu, and therefore it's not whether it's shmur or not shmur, it's kosher the Pesach. We're talking that's a whole different thing. We're talking about.
But if you had ordinary matzah on Seder night, not shmur matzah.
That you will learn, I'm sure you'll learn about at some point. Leil HaSeder, we were makbit to eat shmur matzah. Shmur. But it's machloikas, and we're makbit to eat shmur matzah on Leil HaSeder. But even if it's non-shmur, it's still kosher to Pesach, and according to some, even yoitz the mitzvah, so it wouldn't help to say it's shmur and non-shmur wouldn't make that difference. The distinction will be matzah which is kosher to Pesach, matzah which is not kosher to Pesach. Matzah which is real chometz, it might look like matzah, it might taste like matzah, but it's bread.
Isn't that flour, though? Flour,
you have to know, are they washing some flour and making it chometz, or are they not washing some flour? A lot of factories, it's not worth it for them to make it chometz stick half the year and they make it kosher Pesach the half the year. I mean, the fact that I know from Israel, when I did matzah baking with my father-in-law in Israel, it was kosher Pesach the whole year round. It's not worth it for them. What do they care? They don't gain out making chometz matzah. You wouldn't even notice the difference. So the whole year round, they wouldn't make a chometz matzah then on Pesach, the whole year round, it's kosher to Pesach. It's just the only thing, the whole year round, they're not makbid, they're not so careful, nobody's watching over it, nobody's cleaning it that well, but does that make it chometz? Doesn't necessarily make it chometz. If we wouldn't have any other matzah, and you go ask the guy in charge, and you ask him, how did you make it? You might eat it on Pesach, if you had nothing else to eat. So, I don't know what the English matzahs are, the Rakusans, I don't know how they run the machines, but I'm saying, the one I've been to, I'm almost certain it's not chometz the whole year round. It'd be too difficult, you'd have all shiloh of doing hag'ola on the machine, right? Because if it's chometz the whole year round, you'd have to do hag'ola. Now, you take a big machine like that, which is worth a very, very lot of money, start pouring hot water down it, and also the factory man would be very happy, right? So he's making sure he doesn't have to come to these shilas. So he's keeping it kosher to Pesach. Now, is it keeping ideally kosher to Pesach? No, but therefore we're not sure that it's... Okay, that's just want to bring out that distinction. The minhag is from Rosh Chodesh or from Purim. The issa is from Erev Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah finishes off one more halacha, which is on the same point. The kosru achonim, the second to the bottom line. The kosru achonim, the matzah nefucha oy kfula. Now, this is a very common, you find it sometimes if you open a matzah box on Pesach. You can have matzah nefucha, matzah kfula. That means, sometimes matzah, because it goes, after it's rolled and made into a matzah, it goes into such extreme heats, it blows up. Or, sometimes, because the rollers roll it, and before it goes into the machine, I don't know if you've ever seen it, the rollers roll it, sometimes as the roller rolls it, it gets folded a bit, and then it goes into the oven. Now, those two things come into a shiloh of chometz. Why? Because when it's blown up, let's say, we're worried, although from the outside it's baked, maybe from the inside it's not baked properly. And when it's folded, you've got the same shaila, because if the matzah, as it's rolled through the rollers, it gets folded through the rollers and then goes into the oven. So we're worried because it's like a double layer matzah because it's been folded a bit, and it goes through the oven. We're worried inside that fold, it hasn't been baked properly. It's a chashash. It's only a chashash chametz, but it's something which we're makbid about. In fact, if any of you open a box on Pesach and you see such a thing, one should put it aside. It's not chametz. We should put it aside. We don't eat it because of the chashash. So it says in the Mishnah Berurah, the kosvu achonim, the matzah nefucha, blown up matzah, oikful or folded matzah, af shemachmirin bar the choshve kachametz, although we are machmir on it to look at it as if it's chametz, kumavur besimatov samach aleph, bekol mokoim, also the ochlam. One may not eat it already on Erev Pesach. Why? The bechal matzah him ikadin, because it's ikadin, it's matzah, right? Ikadin, it's matzah, because although we don't eat it, it's ikadin matzah, which goes back to the point I was just saying before, that if it could be kosher to Pesach, you already can't eat it on Erev Pesach. These things could be kosher to Pesach, therefore you can't eat it. I just want to point out another point, which the Achoyim Amadaik, and Mishnah Berurah says twice, that the Issa, we'll go back to the Issa of the Ramah of eating matzah on Erev Pesach, is mi'omud hashacha, is from the early morning. It doesn't say it's from the Erev Pesach, it says it's from early morning Erev Pesach. And the Achoyim Amadaik, beleil bedikas chametz, you could, min hadin, not the minug, min hadin, you could still eat matzah kosher Pesach matzah. Early morning you can't. And Reb Chaim famously says, because if you'd say it also the night before, we say Shabchal Leilos on Oichlin Chametz Umatzah Halayla Azeh Kulei Matzah. Right? That's what we say in the Manishtana. Now, if Leil Bedikas Chametz, it would be also to eat matzah. If this Issa of matzah would already extend to the night before Erev, the whole 24 hours of Erev Pesach, how can you say Shabbat Chalalelis on Oichin Chomet to matzah? You can't eat matzah, Leil Bedikas Chomets. Elomai, you want, even though there's an Issa to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, but the Issa does not start from Leil Bedikas Chomets, it starts from early morning of Erev Pesach. Yeah, that's, okay. It says the Mormor carries on. The cotton. She'eino yedea ma shemesapin balayla b'yitzias mitzrayim, muta lahachiloi. A child who doesn't understand what we're telling him when we say over the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, you're allowed to give him matzah. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah explains, Siv Kotin Yud Gimel, avonim yesh boi das nohovin, ein lahachiloi matzah. Why? Didoshinon vihigadeto levincha ba'avu zeh, le'omauti ele b'shor shematzu morim menochem lefanecho. The whole din HaKadosh HaPesach is bound with a matzah moy, and the emilia ben kva kreis of a matzah. If the child's eaten lots of matzah, then lo yishaych leim ba'avul zeh she'en echid shekotah. If the child's eating matzah the whole Erev Pesach, he's not going to be asking any questions on Leila Seder. And that's why we get the children also not to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, but only children who are going to join into the Seder. Children who understand that God of Pesach, the children who don't understand the God of Pesach, they are allowed to eat. The Achronim all talk about till what age they're allowed to eat matzah. Some say 5, some say 6, but I think it's very difficult to give an exact age. It's really to do with, will he understand what's going on in Leila Seder? If he understands and can join in, then he's not allowed to eat matzah the whole Erev Pesach. If he won't understand and he can't join in, then he's allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Says the remark carries on. Oh, so we'll see about it still soon. Yes, it does include matzah meal, but we'll talk about knedlach, and matzah meal is matzah. You could be somebody who can't eat matzah on Leila Seder, doesn't have teeth or has digesting problems, can actually eat matzah like matzah meal, because it's just crumbed up, it's regular. But the shayla will be knedlach and other things which are...
So matzah would be
osur? Yes, yeah, because that's real matzah, that's no difference between that and normal matzah, it's just been crumbed up, it's not shalim, but it's regular matzah. But we'll see soon in Sifkot and Chof about...
It's like a decolored whatever, fried fish
decolored... Oh, so that we'll see, that could be alright. Let's just carry on the Ramah. V'yeish shnei agin... Shaloi lechon chazeres be'er Pesach. Not to eat moro on Erev Pesach. Kedei lechon moro l'teoven. In order to eat moro with an appetite. I mean, there's a minute besides for not eating matzah on Erev Pesach, not to eat moro on Erev Pesach, in order to eat moro with an appetite. And all the achronim ask that it doesn't make sense, since when do I have to eat moro with an appetite? There's... Especially in the matzah of the mitzvah is to eat it with the appetite. But the more, nobody has appetite tomorrow. It's more, after all, it's bitter, that's why it is. So the Or HaShulchan says it doesn't mean an appetite, it means to give it a chashivas. You haven't tasted it all day, then you eat it in the evening, it's got a certain chashivas. But it doesn't mean literally an appetite. V'chein b'yom rishon shel Pesach, the more carries on, kedei le'ochle b'lil sheni to'oven. This is not such a well known halacha, that the first day Pesach one has to worry about the second night Seder. And therefore he says one should not eat moro from on Erev Pesach, on first day Pesach because of second night Seder. V'chein noagin ketzas lema'it ba'achilas matzah b'yom rishon mehay tama. And therefore some people are noig to eat less matzah on the first day Pesach in order to have appetite for matzah for the second night Seder. V'yesh machmirin oid, there's another chumah, says Rama, shaloi lechel peiris, not to eat fruits, kedei lechel hacharoises l'teyovin. That means the charoises is made from dates, apples, nuts. So we shouldn't eat any of those fruits in order to eat the charoises b'teyovin. V'ein lochel sheminagahu. That one, the Rama throws out, he says you don't have to worry about it, you can eat all the dates you want, all the apples you want, there's no reason to be choshish about having your charoises with your moro l'teyovin. Right? There's no reason to be chesh of that.
What
about the charoises itself? Should also be alright.
Is it better than not to have hand-baked matzahs on the second day lunch?
No, there's no difference between hand-baked matzahs and machine matzahs. Unless you're Hasidish, there's no difference to us. If you eat hand-baked and you eat machine, and then they're both matzah.
Right. So.
Because the taste is different, so you might enjoy it a bit better, but I don't think so.
Of eating nice food that you enjoy is the
Raisa
Mitzvah.
Right.
But the second night.
Oh, Kavaldik. The Be'aloch asks this Kasha. He asks the Ramosha, let me just say over, because it's a very difficult question, as the Ramosha Feinstein has got a whole tshuva about it. He's asking a question. The Ramosha said that on the first day of Pesach, we should be cut down with the amount of matzah that we eat on the first day of Pesach, because the second night you've got a Seder. You don't want to eat too much, because we saw on Erev Pesach, you're not eating matzah at all. Right? Because you've got a Seder. Okay, so first day Pesach, we can't forbid you from eating matzah. You've got to have a Seder. You've got to have a Yom Tov Seder. Says the Ramah, but cut it down. Don't eat too much. And in fact, in Hilchas Yom Tov, at the end of this Chelek, the Ramah also says you shouldn't eat too much in the meal. Don't eat too much of a meal, because you want to be hungry for the second night Seder. It's Yom Tov. Asks the Be'alocha, he doesn't understand. Eating a nice Seder's Yom Tov is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Second night Seder, today it's not even a mitzvah d'rabbanon, because we know which night is the real night. It's a minuk, and we have to keep the minuk. We shouldn't be mizalzel at all in the minuk. The Mishabura says somewhere that if somebody is flippant about the second night, the second day, you give him makas, you whip him, because we have to give it all. It's covered. It needs a lot of covered, but it's still only a minuk. So what we're going to do? Cut down from the mitzvah d'oraisa of the first day of eating a geshmaka nice meal, because you're worried to have an appetite for the matzah of the second night Pesach, which is only a minuk. Yeah, but the Ramah says here, the chein noegin ktas lemait b'achilas matzah b'yomish. He says to cut down. Matzah, even matzah. Why am I hungry? Why should I eat? Fill my I'm worried about tonight's minuk. That's what I'm wrong. I'm not sure about that. That's already a machlokas. And anyway, God.
But you're having before the second Seder, you've got lunch.
Right.
So I don't understand. You should cut back on the not have the lunch.
No. So you have to eat the lunch because you can't. Nobody's going to say don't eat on the first day Pesach because of the second night. You've got to eat that. Everybody will agree we'd have to eat a meal. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of the day is to eat a meal. But you're not saying cut down.
Cut down on the lunch. Then.
Cut down on the lunch. Why? Because you've got Seder night tonight.
Yeah.
Cut down on the matzah because you've got Seder night tonight.
Yeah.
But should we cut down on the first day Yom Tov, which is a deraisa, based on the fact that we're worrying about second night Seder, which is only a minug? This thing about what simcha is a very big debate. Is Bosavayinu only simcha? A meal is a simcha. You're asking it a bit different. You're asking that. Yeah, but that's not chiyuv. That's not really not chiyuv. That's really not chiyuv. That's
just saying cut down. So you have your kazas or kazas.
Yeah, but Shadi, should I cut down on first day Yom Tov, worrying about the second night Yom Tov? Should I cut down? The Mechaber says it, the Ramah says it later on, even every Yom Tov, first day Sukkot because of the second night Sukkot. First day.
I'm Mitzvah Daraisa by eating more matzah if that's what I enjoy doing. That gives me simcha. Is that
chiyuv? Yeah, let's see. Well, I'm not sure the simcha man. The simcha of a mitzvah is not the mitzvah of simcha yom tov. It's not the simcha. No, we're talking about the enjoyment of eating a good meal.
Eating a bit more,
right. Okay. So therefore,
So am I Makai in the mitzvah with eating these extra pieces?
Yes, you are Makai.
It does say
the might. That means you have to try and cut down. It doesn't say eat as much as you need and then stop there. It just says the might. It means cut down. But it does sound like...
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Does it temper my simchas yom tov by stopping there?
It's difficult. You're not eating the simchas yom tov is to eat a full geshmaka meal. No, it's to eat the full meal that you can possibly have. No, that's not simchas yom tov. No, that's the simchas yom tov. And we're telling you to cut down because of the second night. Cut down to the second night. So the bealach actually is betalchi. You know, Misha's got a shtigot about it, but it's a good kasha. Sorry, what?
One bite less. That's
Also, we're going into a very small, you know, it says lemayit. Lemayit means to cut down. Once we're talking about cutting down, we're talking about the toss-up. Cutting down on the day, as opposed to the chvod the night. Should we cut down on the deraisa for the chvod the night? Let's just carry on the more, just to finish off. V'yesh machmirin shalei lefarer oy lishboi hamatzes be'erev Pesach shalei lo v'lechem hem. Another chumah. We're so worried that you're going to eat matzah on erev Pesach, you shouldn't even make matzah meal on erev Pesach. Make it. If you start crumbling up your matzah, you might put some in your mouth, right? And therefore, you shouldn't even crumble the matzah. In those days, didn't have the mixer. You can put the matzah into the mixer, or you can buy it in the stores. You had to make it with your own hand. Start grinding it. You're not even allowed to grind the matzah on a Pesach, because you might come to put something in your mouth. It says, you don't have to worry about that minute either. It says the Mumar, matzah shenefa ketikono. Matzah which is baked like it should be. You made it into matzah meal. And then you kneaded it with wine or oil. So now you've taken matzah meal and you've kneaded it with wine or oil. Einon nikras matzah ashira, says the Rama. It's not called matzah ashira. You're not allowed to eat on erev Pesach. Because you take matzah meal and you make a mixture out of it and you make some knedlach or something, says the Rama, you're not allowed to eat on erev Pesach. It's still got a din matzah. Reason being, it's because it's a machlokas. You could be a yotzer your matzah with knedlach, with such a mixture. Therefore, again, we don't want you to eat on erev Pesach something which maybe you could be yotzer your mitzvah on that night. Okay, we'll carry on. See you in the Mishabura tomorrow.